The event was a conversation between Patrick and Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune, organized by the Greater Houston Partnership. Lowering property taxes is one of the topics at the top of the Lieutenant Governor's wish list.
We're running people who have lived in their homes and their neighborhoods for 20, 30, 40, or 50 years. Maybe people in the suburbs or maybe people in River Oaks or Memorial can afford to pay it. They may not like it. But people in the inner city are losing their homes. And where do they go?
Patrick also touched on school finance, and he underscored Texas needs to reform its public education system.
If we don't improve our schools in the inner city, we're going to have a have and a have-not population. And where you have no hope for a job, there can be anger. I think we see it. You can't live the American dream without a quality job, and you can't have a quality job without a quality education, and you can't get an education without a quality school.
Asked about whether he would call for a special session of the legislature to work on school finance, Patrick answered he's not doing that at this time. However, he added it's a very complex topic, and a regular session wouldn't be enough to undertake a complete overhaul of the system. The lieutenant governor also emphasized the Affordable Care Act should be repealed. He said the federal government must give the states more discretion on health care. Patrick anticipates the legislative session will also deal with some contentious issues, but he expressed his hope that compromise between Republicans and Democrats will ultimately be productive.
I'm sure we'll have a fight over sanctuary cities and a fight over photo voter ID on the floor, maybe a few other things, but at the end of the day, 98% of the bills will come together and make the right decision.
Several elected officials attended the event. Houston Council member Dave Martin noted that the most urgent topic from the perspective of City Hall is for the legislature to pass its pension reform bill.
Every day our unfunded liability continues to grow. And the sooner we get this done, the sooner we can get that off our books, issue the pension obligation bonds, and move down the road to 30 years of paying off the debt, and then after that, our kids and grandkids can live forever without having any debt in the city.
Patrick also chairs Donald Trump's campaign in Texas and said he's confident the Republican presidential nominee will win the state. Al Ortiz, News 88.7.